Well, good afternoon, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, we hear the beautiful words, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen." St. Matthew applies these words to our Lord Jesus Christ and to the new message of hope and healing he brought into our world. An important part of that message is compassion for those who suffer and protection for the weak and the innocent. And there is no one in greater need of protection, no one weaker or more innocent than a child in his or her mother's womb. Tomorrow marks the 44th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision announced on January 22, 1973. Which found a hitherto unknown and unimagined right to abortion in the Constitution of the United States, and swept away the restrictions on abortion in all 50 states. Since that day, 44 years ago, there have been almost 60 million abortions in the United States. 60 million, and that's not counting the rest of the world, especially countries like Russia and China and India, where abortion has been a common method of government-sponsored population control. 60 million. To put that number in perspective, the population of California, our largest state, is 38 million. The number of soldiers killed in World War II was 25 million. The number of soldiers killed in World War I was 10 million. The number of Jews killed in the Holocaust was 6 million. In the past four decades, we have witnessed the extermination of 60 million lives, 10 times the number killed in the Holocaust, right here on American soil. This vast slaughter of innocent unborn lives is a great moral evil. It is a violation of the Fifth Commandment, which forbids the direct and intentional killing of another human being. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states that human life must be respected and protected absolutely from the moment of conception. From the first moment of his or her existence, a human being must be recognized as having the rights of a person, among which is the inviolable right of every innocent being to life. Since the first century, the Church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. This teaching has not changed and remains unchangeable. Direct abortion, that is to say, abortion willed as an end or as a means, is gravely contrary to the moral law. The Catechism goes on to state that the inalienable right to life of every innocent human individual is a constitutive right of civil society and its legislation. These words echo our own American Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The legal question of abortion can be very complex. Some would make exceptions for cases of rape or incest or the health of the mother. And it is certainly true that some women become pregnant unintentionally. It is also true that some women are not able, financially or psychologically, to raise a child. And sometimes, tragically, they choose to take the life of their child out of ignorance or fear or cowardice or pressure from a husband or boyfriend or other family members, or even disgracefully from members of the medical profession. There are many tragic stories about abortion, about the harm it does to a woman's body, and about the harm it does to her mind and to her soul, and the souls of others who cooperate in procuring an abortion. Like any sin, abortion can be forgiven, and in some cases, the moral responsibility may be lessened. The Catholic Church is committed to preventing abortions through counseling and promoting adoptions. And through Project Rachel, we are also committed to healing those men and women who have been involved in an abortion. But the fact remains that abortion is a grave sin and the legal protection of abortion is a serious stain on our nation. Roe versus Wade marked a significant moment in the transformation of our society into what Pope John Paul II called a culture of death. That culture of death includes not only abortion, but assisted suicide and euthanasia. It is the killing of anyone, not because they are guilty of anything, but because they are sick or depressed or financially burdensome or inconvenient in some way. Against this culture of death, John Paul proposed that we affirm the gospel of life. Jesus told us that he came into the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Let us choose life and all the good things that life implies: freedom and happiness, truth and beauty, fruitfulness, kindness, and joy. In a word, love. Let us choose love in our own lives, and let us work for and encourage love in the lives of those around us and in the life of our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.